with Professor Peter Lynam.
It's a pleasure to hear from you.
How's it going, bro? How's your bubble?
Oh, it's got a week to survive. Oh, my. It's pretty stressed at the moment, but there we are.
Right on.
Now, Peter, we've had a message from a listener during the week, and they've said, can you ask Peter about the church wage subsidy? Very interested to hear what's up with Destiny Church's trustees supposedly being exempt from tax and all, and got their hands out for a government wage subsidy.
Okay, so this is a great question, because right across the world, in fact, the wage subsidies have been delivered indiscriminately to an extraordinary range of businesses that you might think that a government might want to keep its hands clean of.
Mm.
And this has certainly in New Zealand included a very, very wide range of religious organisations. And that's the important thing to say. People have focused attention on Destiny, but that's really uncalled for.
Like Scientology as well, all those guys doing
it? Oh, yes.
It?
Yeah. Almost every religion, I don't know about Scientology specifically, but I do know that some very wealthy denominations, the Catholic Church, the Anglican Church, have applied for and also been granted the subsidy.
So is it, how does, like, obviously it's going to be someone's job to go through after all this stuff and go, okay, who was clipping the ticket a bit?
Yeah, you know, okay. Like, you want to know the criteria?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, so the criteria is that you expect that your income will drop by 30% or more as a result of the COVID-19. So you can see that that's in every case a guesstimate, and then it's said that this will be reviewed and subject to audit, though they probably can hardly do a complete audit because since, you know, a very large number of industries and businesses and charitable organisations have applied for it. And you see,
yeah, and a lot of them have been paid out for 3 months.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
If I go back to work in 2 months and start earning, and I've been given 3 months' pay, will that get deducted out of, like, if I'm, you know, forget the church thing for a second, but you know what I mean? Like, how does that
work? So quite clearly, they're anticipating that no business will be back up to running at full steam until at least 3 months have gone.
Right.
So they're saying, well, the subsidy goes in, and event you've got to be paid at least the amount of that subsidy, but you might be being paid at your full wages, and therefore the subsidy reflects about 50% of your wages or something like that.
Mm.
But that's how it's seen. Now, I'll tell you that I don't know whether you receive a lot of charitable donation requests, but I seem to receive a flood of them. And the number of charitable requests since the 1st of April has been phenomenally high.
Right, yeah.
And like a very frank one from Forest and Bird Society that I received today said that they would have to start dismissing people very shortly.
Man, that puts a lot of guilt on the reader, doesn't it?
Yeah, that does. It does. It is this huge hyping up of a very direct statement saying,
meet Darren. He works in a blah, blah, blah. He won't be getting paid unless you give us a couple of bucks.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that is even with the subsidy. You understand?
Yeah.
So these are charitable organisations whose entire income is dependent on donations. They might have some investments.
Peter, I can kind of understand the handout going out to the charitable organisations, you know, that are doing stuff like conservation and humanitarian aid, but it seems kind of strange for the church and the state to cozy up to one another. Precarious situation?
Well, certainly some people have argued that this is a precarious situation, but it has to be said that the churches that have been favoured have been a very strange assortment of bodies. Now, I would imagine, for example, that Islamic organisations would similarly have applied. I don't know. I don't know that. In fact, it is possible that they haven't because of the strong emphasis in Islamic organisations that mercy is to be given from within the believers. But certainly a very wide range of groups. Be intriguing to know if Gloria Vale had applied, for example. Now, the logic goes like this. They're not actually changing the situation. They're simply enabling bodies to survive. Now, already it's clear that a lot of businesses can't survive even with just the subsidy. And I think some of these charitable organisations, and possibly some of the churches, will not be able to they'll have to dismiss staff. Mm. I would think, you know, take Destiny. So it would be applied to people working in their gym. It would be applied to people working in their MENA program. It would be applied to people working in their school. It will be applied to people doing direct pastoral and sort of church, very church-related organizations, including out recruiting followers. But practically speaking, not too many families could live on $588.70, I think is the figure. You know, so puts even the church under enormous pressure. So it doesn't, in effect, give them advantage. I don't think any church could expand its offerings.
Have any of the churches been able to swing some kind of status of, like, essential?
I believe that churches have been turned down on that.
Right.
So I believe that quite a number of churches made efforts to be regarded as that their clergy were providing essential services. For example, Catholic churches, you know, it's a requirement for a Catholic that they receive the last rites before they die.
Yep.
But priests have not been given that right.
Yeah.
Okay. And the bubble has not been extended despite appeals to include that. Now, I'm not clear about chaplains and hospital. I've seen contradictory things about that.
Also, just thinking about the word destiny now, was that born of the church, that word? Where did that word come from?
Sorry, which word?
Just the word destiny. Is that a holy word?
No, not at all. No, it's a marketing word.
Yeah, okay, but where did it come from originally?
Destiny.
Yeah, the word. Don't forget about the church. Just like, where did that word come from? Do we know where that was born from?
Oh, they chose destiny because, I mean, it's a kind of Star Wars sort of phenomenon, you know, that they wanted to imply.
I'm going a little bit further back in a sense that where did that word come from in general? Is it originally a church word or was it a word that somebody made up?
It has religious connotations.
Yes, because, but originally the case, or was that because it's just been warped and sort of stolen by church people?
No, churches of the generation of destiny became marketing objects, you know, that wanted to have a marketed appeal. And so destiny was seen to be projecting them towards the future. And it became characteristic of quite a range of churches from the late 1980s to see themselves as needing to market what they were, and especially if they were going to use contemporary media.
I'm just curious if destiny is like where the fuck did that word come from? That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out.
So, I mean, the original word. I mean, remember, destiny is linked to destination. Mm. So it's an ending, a goal, and a grand sense of purpose. So, I mean, this wouldn't be destiny's theology, but predestination, the belief that your ultimate purpose has been decided by God long before you were born, and some are going to hell and some are going to heaven. That's the same root of the word.
Right on.
Now, Peter, with Destiny Church, on the Destiny tip, Church, are they still holding public services?
No, of course not.
Not at all.
Is the FPOS machine still available outside the church?
This is the problem, that a church like Destiny, with its FPOS machine in the church foyer.
The
building is just locked. I looked at the service, one of the Destiny services, and it's clearly being conducted from Brian's kitchen.
Mm. Yum.
A very nice kitchen.
Show.
A very smart kitchen, I might say. So churches have not been allowed on the properties. Under level 3, I think they will be able to access their property. And it sounds like, if they could argue as they're a business, that they could access their property, according to what the Prime Minister's just said, sometime this week to go in and check that it's all okay. But no, they certainly can't hold services. In other parts of the world, some churches have defied rather softer regulations than we've had.
Mm.
But remember, we've had a very, very tight set of regulations, and they'd be dobbed in like a shot.
Mm.
And so all that noisy statement from Tamaki, very typical Tamaki, turned into nothing when it came to the real thing. So there was the first Sunday they tried to do a drive-in type of event, but that was clearly against the regulations and hasn't continued.
Okay.
A drive-in event? That's great.
All right, Vito, we might wrap it up there.
It's excellent. I tell you, the one thing is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The audit will need to show that the churches really did lose 30% of their incomes.
Right. So they have to open up the books, too.
And I don't find that completely straightforward in some cases, because most churches these days would have it by direct debit.
Mm.
The only thing is, of course, a lot of Destiny's congregation, for example, will be people who've lost their jobs.
Mm.
Working class positions, and are only receiving the government subsidy, and so their incomes would have dropped, and possibly their giving would need to be cut back too.
I see, yes. Oh, very interesting.
Okay.
Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.
Cheers, mate.
See you.